Okay, good morning everyone. This past week's daf Pei Vov in 11th parak of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see, the sugya really starts on daf Pei Hei, the sugya of Loi Bo La'olam. So let's see the Mishnah. Be'ikar, we want to see really the last part of the Mishnah, but let's see. The Mishnah on daf Pei Hei. Koinim she'eini oise al pi abo. The Reish in the Mishnah, she asks, "Bikoinam, mashani yoise." That's what she's answering. Things that she produces, she's asking on other people. The loch then yochel ha'ofer. The baal can't be mefer. Though it doesn't fit any of the categories that he has, it didn't be mefer. We're focusing on the next part of the Mishnah. She'eni oisa al pich. She asers her ma'isi yadayim on her husband. Is zok the Mishnah any tzorach lahofer? Hafor is not necessary. The Ran says mishum de shibude mishabed eslei. V'lav kol kminin de mafkas lei le shibude. The reason why the Tanakhama says that it's not necessary to be mefer, and pretty much everyone in the Mishnah is masking to this, the fact that Nisha is meshubid to her husband, her ma'aseh yadayim is meshubid to her husband, so it's not something that she could ask her. She's missing in her bialus, in the ownership, to make the nether. Therefore, it's ain't tzorach lahofer. Rabbi Kiva Ami Yofer Shem Atadif Falav Yosef and Aroy. Rabbi Kiva holds that true, the Ikum Ma'is Yadayim, the Chazal calculated that Ma'is Yadayim Tachas Mizoinis, that she's Meshubah Terabal. However, it is Hadofer. If she produces more than that, Rabbi Kiva Shit is that Hadof belongs to the Isha, and that she could ask him. Machlaikis, right, and the Ran speaks that Machlaikis about whether Hadof or who does Hadof belong to. Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri Yoimer, the third sheet in the Mishnah is Yofi Shem Yigashena Te Asur Elov. Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri says that there is a need to be mefer here, other than Rabbi Akiva. Not because of the Hadofo, Shemigarshenu. That in the event that he's Megarishur, so then the net that she made her in Ma'as Yadayim is Chal, because at that point she's not Meshubit anymore after Gerishim. And then the net will be chal to ask her to her husband. Well, at that point, her husband who was utehei asur lav and shobi aser. And now, why? What's the difference to him? So the Ran explains the problem. Like Mishnah's teres will, she'll be also to take her back. That's why the reason why he doesn't take her back is because the issue that she made is on things that it's impossible for him not to be nether, and therefore if he would take her back, he would be over the nether, and therefore he wouldn't be able to take her back. So therefore, it's relevant to make the hafara now, because the nether has the ability to be chal lach gerushin, and he could be mefer. He'll be mefer for that time. Now the Gemara says like this: Omash Malach Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri. Shmuel passes the halacha like Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri is lashita, and that Gemara says the memory of the Kasava Shmuel all the makdish dover shloi bolo elam. Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri, his shita, the Gemara understands, is based on the din of other makdish dover shloi bolo elam. Gemara uses the example of hakdosha to your makdish. I put hakdosha Islav Dafka, Maknid over Habalaylam, at Chazam, talk about. And it means that a person could accomplish a chalois in something that's not even here. He doesn't own presently. Now, concerning our Ma'asei Yadayim, like we'll see in the Gemara, Mehemshcha Gemara, that there really are two reasons why we would be dealing by a loiv ala oilam, right? One, first of all, is the Ma'asei Yadayim themselves, that she's at this point more on sin, so she's asking what will be produced. So what was produced is not here till she produces it. So that's loiv ala oilam. And second of all, there's another issue of loiv ala oilam is that that her bailus on whatever Ma'asei Yadayim is the chalav loiv ala oilam till after gerushin, and gerushin hasn't taken place yet. All right, that's where she's referring to a different point of time. You know, it's when it becomes mine. And at presently, it's not hers. It's good. So Zot Gimor, if I still say he holds that a person has the ability to accomplish something which is loy bo lo oilum for that time. A person could do something now as long as the point of time at the chalos that he wants to be chal, at that point he will have the ability to, so he could even do it now. However, affecting Gemara astir, right? So Gemara understands that Recham Nuri holds other makdish dover shaloi bol ha'olam, and true passings like that. The problem the Gemara says is that there's a stir in Shmuel. Raminhi, I will ask your contradiction. The Mishnah in Ksuba says that it's the Makdish Maisi de Yishtoim Harezu Oisev Oichelos. This is talking about the other way, right? That the husband is Makdish the Maisi Yadayim of his wife. Is Harezu Oisev Oichelos. So the Ikra Halocho that it says over here is that she could be oichel, she could benefit from her Ma'asei Yadayim. Basically, that the hakdosh that he makes is not chal. The Gemara explains why that's so. We want to just see a little further. I get to the point that we're looking for the second part of the Mishnah, Moiser. Moiser Ma'asei Yadayim. Rameir Mehektish. Rechon San Omer Chun. Moiser Ma'asei Yadayim. Now let's see. Let's see over here in the Ran. I'm going to pick up from Moiser. Okay? In the Ran, Vaha Moiser. Im Hektish Moiser Ma'asei Yadayim. Tahainu Yeser. Al Chomesh Shlom Yehuda ki the Isa Hosom. Remei Mehektish. Remei says that it's Chal. Now, in this case, we're saying that the Baal is the one who's Makdish it. So, in order for it to be Chal, it has to be that he's the Baalim on that. Zotimora Muki Loho Mukla Shmuel Hosam Bemalo Mezoinis Veine Malo Mo Kesef Shetiklo Chachom Tachas Moisu.
I looked up that Gemara if you're wondering why they were made that Okimta.
I don't know if we have to go into that, because we just want to focus on this like this. So it's like this. I mean, this is only the part of the Ikazach is. That's going to take us to the Loibo Loilam. So the Gemara there is talking about where Hitaka does not, the husband does not have dinim on it. That's what it means that he's not malo mo kesef, that would entitle him to the moiser. Oy bazoi, so taka, why is it hektish? Ramed omar hektish, lav mechaim ko omar lo, komar. In the Nachnami, it's taka not mechaim. The haktosh is not mechaim. The whole lesbo midi, because he doesn't have that schuz. Ela hektish la achamisa ko omar. The haktosh that we're talking about is that it's chal after her misa, shahabal zocho bahumayis within Yerusha. Okay, so let's hear what we're focusing on. Focus on the Gemara over there is discussing that the Baal's making a haktosha, and the haktosha, it's only relevant for it to be chal. He's being makdish mois mois yadel, and we're discussing that it's really not his now, the mois mois yadel, and therefore the haktosha, that's the time. Point to ask Michal is la'acha misosa midin Yerusha. Basically, he's being makdish something for a later date when and if he yarish in turn. That's what's happening in that gemara. Zokteran, svila Reb Meir, the other makdish dava shaloi bolo oilum. So Reb Azoi said that's based on other makdish dava shaloi bolo oilum. Now that's Tashitas Reb Meir. Reb Yechon Esam Doi Mechun. Birch Hassan says that the Haktosh is not Chal, namely because ain't on the Makdish Dovah Shaloi Bolo Oilam.
Ask you a question?
Yeah.
She has certain Moser that she's already earned at the point when he says it, let's say, Lechora. But it's not his, because he doesn't get it until Yerusha. And then she's got other Moser she's going to earn later. Is it all called Dovah Shaloi Bolo Oilam? Because it's not. Because it's not his, or only what she hasn't earned is called Dover Shelo Bala Olam, and the other stuff is Domel of Dover Shelo Bala Olam, but it's not exactly Dover Shelo Bala Olam.
In our sugya, it would sound like from the Hemshah HaGemara that my sedan that has not been produced is Oloi Bala Olam.
Right, I'm asking the other stuff. She's already earned it. She has the money.
So,
but no, it's not his.
Right. That's because there are two reasons why Ma'asei Dam is not label oilam. And even after it was produced, but it's not yet his because he's not going to. He doesn't get it till a later date. So even if it is ba'olam, the Ma'asei Dam, they're here already, but the ownership, he's lacking the ownership now.
So that's like two tsuras of.
The two causes for loy bala oilam could be right if it has been produced that you know, even if right now, you know, he has the bailus, but you know it's not here. It's not here.
Okay.
Right, that will be mashed with him earlier on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, this just a constant issue for
me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a constant issue for me going through this.
Right.
These,
okay. So we'll see each step of the as we go by to work with both. Both points. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So that Mishnah is also an issue of a label. The Machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yechon HaSandler, Zokteran is this basic idea, whether Adam is Makdish, Dovah Shalei Bolo Olam. Reb Meir holds it's Hektish. He holds Adam Makdish, Dovah Shalei Bolo Olam. So again, the Baal over there is being Makdish something that he's first going to get only after Yerusha. After she dies, and then he'll yarish in her. So that's lecha loy bo loylo, and that's the basis of Rabbi Yechon HaSandler. He says it's chulin for that reason. So in this, when I get to this halacha over here, Shmuel's passing that in adam makdish davar shel bo loylo. That's the steer. That's the contradiction that the Gemara is asking. Our Mishnah is a shayla of a loy bolo oilam to be makdish something for a later part after Gerushin, that's when the Isha will be zeichet to her own Maisi Adayim. Rechen Mansur says, you make an afor for the later date. Paiskris that it could be Chal. Shmuel Paskin's eye came over there. So in our Mishnah, Shmuel's Paskin, Odom Makdish Dova Shalab Alodom. And concerning this, in the Mishnah Sumas, we happens to be the opposite case, that the Baal is being Makdish, the Moshe Maisi Daim, which he's not going to get till after he Yashins her. That's the Machlekes Rameh and Rechen Sandlin. And Shmuel Paskin's like Rechen Sandlin, which is Chul, which is Nachal. That's the Gemara's theory.
Moser and Hadaf are the same thing?
Okay. I believe so. Yeah. Is Zok the Gemara... So the Gemara first tries to answer the question by backing off of the initial premise. V'chitema ki kam alocha k'rei b'chim menuri al hadofa hu dika omer. Zok the Gemara that maybe when Shmuel says halacha b'chim menuri, he's not really referring to the loybo lo'olam issue. Meaning to say like this, is that there really are two issues in the Mishnah. Because Reb Kiva has another reason why she made for, because of the Hadofa. Again, in our Mishnah, she's making the neder, and the Shaila is, you know, does she have, is this hers at this point?
You understand? I mean, I'm at this point understanding that, and Loran would hold this way, that Rabbi Akiva also holds Adam Makdish Dover Shalom Bala Olam. Because the Hadaf is also not Baolam at the point that she's. I mean, at this point in the Gemara anyway.
Okay. Okay, all right, based on that, I hear, that could be here. So let me just speak it out with what you're saying. There's, in the Mishnah over here, there are two possible reasons why Hafara is necessary. Either the Hadofa, which is something which belongs to her. You know, the premise is that the Ikar Maisi Daim do not belong to her. Right? Presently. And, now Hadofa possibly does belong to her, and therefore the Neder could be Chal on Hadofa. Because that's something which belongs to her. So now, whether if you hold that he could be Mefer, right? Whether he needs to be made for, I'm sorry, whether the Hadofa, what you hold about the Hadofa should be the establishing factor. So, that's how the Ran says, there's the Machlek is over here, who the Hadofa belongs to. The Tanakhama who says, it's not necessary to be made for, because he holds that, just like the Kamaisi Dam doesn't belong to her, so too, the Hadofa does not belong to her. Rabbi Kiva says that the Hadofa belongs to her, so therefore he should be made for concerning the Hadofa. Now Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, if he's saying to be made for because of Shemi Garshena, and he's not agreeing with Rabbi Kiva, as far as Nadav is concerned, so then there would seem to be a machlekes concerning Hadofa or not. So there's really two machlekes going on in the Mishnah. Who does Hadofa belong to? That could be a reason why the Hafor is necessary, because her nether could be chal on Hadofa because it belongs to her. Or even if you hold that that Hadofa does not belong to her, and that's what the Tanakhama, seemingly Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, also hold that that's not, that doesn't help me. However, but if you hold on them, Makdish Dovah Shai Balaim, so you could talk about at whatever doesn't belong to her now, but at a later date it will belong to her. Lacha Gerishin. So anything, any type of Ma'aseh Yadayim which is Meshubit to the husband right now, but after Gerishin, it's not. So that's what it'll be relevant now. Now, once you talk about Lacha Gerishin, you don't have to talk about Afha Hadofa. The Ikar Ma'aseh Yadayim is already, we could discuss that. So now, if Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is saying you should be made for because of Shema Yigarshenu, that would seem to imply that he does not hold up Rabbi Akiva concerning the Hadafa. And, Hadafa is not any better than the Ikar Ma'aseh Yadayim. So there's really two machlokes in the Mishnah. One machlok is who the Hadafa belongs to, and one machlok is concerning Adam Makdish Dava Shaloi Bola Oilam. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say at this point, maybe when Shmuel says, Loch Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, wasn't referring to the fact that you should be made for because of Lachash Gerushin, which gets involved in a Oloi Bola Oilam issue. We're coming to say that he argues on the din of Hadofa. That's what the Baker he's paskin. He's paskining that Hadofa does not belong to the Isha, which is Shidish Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri hold that it doesn't belong to him. Right? So just in that. That's what the Gemara means right now. In order to answer the question over here, we're trying to adjust things and say really Shmuel holds that in other Makshdav Shalai Bala Oilam, and he didn't mean to paskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri on both accounts. We could see the Ran, how the Ran speaks this out. Let's see the Ran. V'chitema. At this Ran, by me, it's like the third wide line in the Ran. V'chitema, ki koma halacha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Maybe you want to answer that when Shmuel said halacha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, al hadofa hu diko omar. We're limiting to the extent how much of Yochanan Ben Nuri is Shmuel passing like. So Granshi, b'may depol galei de Rabbi Akiva. On this day, he argues that Rabbi Kiva, the Omar, Rabbi Kiva says, Yochanan Shom Hadofa, to Sfila Rabbi Kiva Hadofa, Dido Havya. Kiva holds that Hadofa belongs to her. Viu Polo Galei. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler argues on him, Polo Galei, he says, Yim Shom Hadofa, Ein Sarach Lohofer, Hadofa Nami, De Baal Hu. So he's arguing on that, because right, he's saying a new reason why he may for in the Ikar Ma'aseh Yadayim. So Zok the Gemara Baha Bilchud Hu Da Amar Shmuel Lachar Yochanan Ben Nuri. Maybe that Shmuel just meant to say concerning the Hadofa issue, Allah Yochanan Ben Nuri, namely meaning to say that the Hadofa belongs to the Baal. Avol Ma Da Amar Yofer Lo Yisfir Lekavasi. However, that as far as the need to be mefer, which is based on the loy bala oilam, that Shmuel doesn't hold like him. Devadei loy tzorach haforo, you don't need haforo. Loy chal nidru klal, it's not chal. The ain other makdish dovor shaloy bala oilam. So that's going to be the answer to our steer. Essentially, he holds that it's a loy bala oilam. And therefore, it's really not necessary to make any hafora here. However, concerning the machlokes on hadofa, that's how he's passing Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, that hadofa is not hers. So it would not be necessary to be made for concerning the hadofa like Rabbi Kiva holds. Now, right, so that would be a potential answer. Now let's just speak this through what Michael is mentioning over here, like this. Right. From the more later on, it's mevuyer that really any Ma'aseh Yadayim, any future Ma'aseh Yadayim, today, tomorrow, as you know, which hasn't yet been produced, is the chala, is a laibol olam. It's not here yet. So therefore, you know, if we were to be talking about future ma'aseidaim suhadafa, that would get involved in the shaila of a loybola olam. Now it would seem name basically in Rabbi Kiva that this is where this shaila would be, but we'll see. What makes this doesn't it's not necessarily shver, but let's just speak this through. And as Rabbi Kiva says that ikar ma'aseh yadayim is not a reason to be mefer, but hadofa is. Now, like Michael mentioned, that you have ma'aseh yadayim that was produced already, and you have ma'aseh yadayim which has not yet been produced. Now, if Rabbi Kiva needs to come on to Hadafa, it would seem that he doesn't have any Eitzah for the Ikar Ma'aseh Yadayim to be Chal. So that means that he seems to be holding that Ein Oda Makne Dover Shaloi Bola Oilam. Right? Nevertheless, he's saying that for the Hadafa, yeah, a hafar is necessary. So that therefore would bring us to say lechayra that the hadafa that he's referring to is something which was already chal, because if it's something that has not yet been already chal, then that's also loybol oilam. So if he holds that it could be chal on ma'is daim that has not been yet, so then he apparently holds adam is makdash davar shalom. So for that. By the same token, then he could have talked about the ma'aseh yadayim la'achar gerushin. That was the point that Michael was raising. Okay, we'll see. You know, there'll be a point in the Gemara that a little bit later that things might change as far as this is concerned. But at this point, right, that's how we would make the cheshbon. Okay. So let me just be clear. Just what we just mentioned right now is like this: is that there's one of two reasons, possible reasons, why when you're talking about ma'aseh yadayim, a nether can't be chal on ma'aseh yadayim. One is the basic issue the Gemara talks about: is who does it belong to? Is it yours or not yours? And the second issue is that ma'aseh yadayim is an ongoing production, and concerning future ma'aseh yadayim which has not been produced yet, so that could be, that in itself could be a problem of a loy b'lo oilam issue. So even if you hold that be'etzim that belongs to whoever's making the nether, but you still have to deal with the loy b'lo oilam. It's not yet b'oilam. Okay.
I guess also at this point, I mean, I guess because eventually we're going to really fall off of that this mission is really not talking about Lola Bolalam at all. But at this point, we'd assume then Gerushin is really Lavdafka. They could have argued on any future Ma'aseh Yadayim. And. Okay, I mean, it's just that, you know, she. I mean, they could have argued about anything that's happening in the future. Maybe not ma'aseh yadayim, because, you know, it's not hers to do it. But Acher Gerushin just happens to be the way that the machlokas came out.
Yeah.
Because in this case, she can't do it before Gerushin. But you know, they could have had this argument on being makdish anything that, you know, is going to be earned next week.
Right? Right? Yeah. Right? I mean, it's just an application of a loy bala oilam.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the Gemara Akapanim at this point is trying to answer this question, and by backing off of the original premise and saying, all the more originally we thought they passed in Yochanan, you know, it sounds like he's passing the halacha that the hafora is necessary for the ma'aseh achagayishim which gets involved in the loy b'loylam. The Gemara is saying no, he didn't mean that. He only meant to pass in Yochanan concerning the dinah who owns the hadafa. So Zoch the Gemara, that can't be. Zoch the Gemara, because if that's what he meant, then Lema Halacha Krabi Yechanan Ben Ruba Hadafa. So he should have been more clear. Either he should have specifically said Halacha Yechanan Ben Ruba Hadafa, Inami Halacha Ketan and Kamel. Right? Or pretty much what he's doing now is he's passing like the Tan and Kamel. It's the Tan and Kamel Shita. That hadofa does not belong to it. It doesn't need a hafora, right? I mean, that's really what he's ending up passing. You don't need a hafora, right? We're saying because he holds that the hadofa doesn't belong to it. He really holds in a makir dovah shel ba'olam. So hafora is talking not necessary. So that's the Tanakh Hamashit in the Mishnah. Inami, he should say. Ain halach kibbe kiva. Yeah, that's right. Akoponim zok the Gemara that it's hard to limit his words, because if he only meant to paskin only part of him nechem menuri, then there are many better ways to express that shita. Okay, so therefore this teretz was very short lived. Okay, is zok the Gemara right? Only abayim. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Elo Omar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef comes to answer. Shani Kainamis. Rabbi Yosef is coming to say that there's a difference between the Hakdosh, which is that Mishnah Ksubis, Makdish Dovash HaMeloilam, and Kainamis, making a nether. Making nether on a Loi Boloilam. Zokter Rabbi Yosef, Shani Kainamis. Hoyel va'odam oise peres chaveiro yolov. Oise nami dava shaloi bolo oilam. Rabbi Yosef says that concerning nidorim, even if you hold by other things that a hakdosha, a kinyan can't be chal and loi bolo oilam, however, a nether could be. Because we see in the Ikar Parish of Nedorim such a thing that you're able to accomplish on something that doesn't belong to you. Shani Kainomis, Hoyl v'odam oise peres chaveir olov. In the Parish of Nedorim, a person could be meichal an iser Nedorim on his friend's peres. Right? To ask them on himself. He doesn't own the peres. So the Gemara wants to say that by the same token, the same way you see that he could effect the chalois on something which doesn't belong to him, so by the same token, if it's loy b'loylam, that's the same kind of problem that you're missing in your bailus currently. Nevertheless, it could be chal. So by the same token, loy b'loylam. So therefore, so the Gemara like this. That specifically in the Dorim, you don't have the problem of a loy bo loylam. And then the Gemara is taking that idea from the fact that's a clear halacha that a person can ask a peris chaver olov, and Zot the Gemara, well, based on that, so he should be able to also to make a nether and on something which doesn't belong to him. Now, let's just see what's taka the pshat. What is Taka Lepshat? What the Gemara seems to be saying over here is that the Chalois of Nidorim at this point in the Gemara, right, the Gemara is saying that the Chalois of Nidorim is not something that I need to be Bailim on in order to activate something, you know, a Chalois Nether. A Kinyan, if I'm making a Kinyan, I'm making a Hakdosha, that requires a Bailus to the extent that if it's loy bola oilam, you know that's I don't have the bialis that I need to be meichel. Masha'en kein, as far as the din of nedarim is concerned, that the chalis of a nether is something which doesn't require that degree of bialis. Now, the example that we're coming from, right, is Peres Chaveroi. I don't have any balance on it at all, right? So we'll see, you know, what the Gemara understood. I mean, at this point of the Gemara, it would seem that the Gemara is saying is that I don't really need a balance at all in order to make a, you know, that means that the Chalois of Nedarim is something which doesn't require a bialis on.
I mean, the pircha that the Rabbi is going to say on Rav Yosef was, Rav Yosef wasn't holding from that?
It would look like that, yeah. It would look like that.
I mean, he would have held that you could oser peirus chaveru al chaveru.
I don't know about...
Or he held that this case in the Mishnah is not a case of Peirus Chaveru al Chaveru.
Yeah. That's what I'll say. Let's speak out the question and then we'll see what the Machlokes is. So, initially, yeah.
If a person wants to, let's say, be Makdish, an animal that he didn't buy yet, you know, like any animal I buy next week, you know, over the next week, I want to be Makdish. Is that considered a Dabar Shel Lobalolam?
Yeah.
So that's, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're not even really, the issue is not what's a Lobalolam, right? The issue over here is that the problem of a Lobalolam, what does that affect? And the Gemara is saying that Nedarim are not affected by a Lobalolam.
Right. So right? You can make a nether. So what we're answering right, now is you can make a netter on such a thing, but you can't be mocked as
right.
Okay.
Right. And the Gemara is drawing this idea from the fact that definitely a person could ask on himself, Peres Chaveiro don't belong to him, they're not going to belong to him, right? And nevertheless, he could be Meichel HaChalos on it. So that's what gives us the idea that the chalois of a nether doesn't require that you should be bailim on it. Right, we'll see, you know, if there are any limitations on that. We'll discuss in Machlokes. Now the Gemara asks on that, Omle Abaye asks as follows, that true, you're showing me something for the fact that a person can ask on himself Peres Chaveiro, but that's not going to help us. Our specific case, our Mishnah, where the Isha is asking, you know, her Ma'asei Yadayim on her husband, you know, at a later date. Omle Abaye b'shlama Adam oisa Peres Chaveiro olov, shaharei Adam oisa Peroisov al Chaveiro. Zokteran, that concerning Nidorim, I understand that he could ask a Peres Chaveiro olov, and says the Ran, Sharei Odom Oyser Peroisov al Chaveiro. We'll see what he means with that. He says that concerning the din of Nidorim, there are two cases. There are two cases how it works. He could ask her Peres Chaveiro olov, and he could ask her Peroisov, what he owns, on Chaveiro, on someone else. But that's all he could do. Elo yesa dava shaloi bo lo oil mal Chaveiro. However, our Mishnah is talking about, she's answering that the wife is answering on her husband, on someone else, something that she doesn't presently own. Ella, yes, davar shalibo lo ma'chaveiro. Is that possible to do? To learn that from the Dharm? Shai ein adam oiser peiros chaveiro al chaveiro. Says the Gemara that you know, if you want to take out from what we know about Nidorim and therefore apply it, that Nidorim is not limited by Allah Bala Olam, Zokta Gemara, that you're taking it further than the source that you have. Because by Nidorim, all we find is, like I'm saying, one of these two cases. Either he'll ask his peiros on his friend, or his friend's peiros on himself. But he can't ask his friend's peiros on his friend. That he can't do. And our case that we're talking about would be similar to that, because she's asking on her husband, on Olay Balaam, something that doesn't belong to her. Which is like this. Let's just explain what Abai is saying. We'll see in the Ran. That Zok the Ran, that the reason why Barney Dorim, true that you see an idea that the person could make a neder on something which doesn't belong to him. However, that's only because the iser that he's accomplishing on it is shayach to him. And therefore, if he has a connection either to what's becoming usher, or who it's becoming usher to, that's all we find in the Dorim, that it could be chal. In the case when he's answering Peres Chaver Olav, he's answering on himself. So being that the Isser is being chal on himself, true that the Peres are Peres Chaver, right? But the only reason why he could do that, you know, is he doesn't have full power on Peres Chaver, right? It's only because it's relevant to him. So being that, you know, he could accomplish Isserim on himself, so that's why the Aloche is by Nidorim, that he could even accomplish on something which doesn't belong to him, Akoponim, on himself. And in the opposite case, that he even could ask her on his friend, but that's only because, you know, it's his parents. But in a case where it neither relates to him, meaning he's asking parents chaver chaveri, that he can't do. Is therefore says the Gemara that if you would want to learn our case, you know, you'd have to learn it from there. Because our case of Loi Bala Olam is talking about that she's asking on someone else, Loi Bala Olam. So the Maila of Nidorim, we don't find, you know, helps for such a thing. Now, Now, if we want to try to see what Rav Yosef held, what Rav Yosef held in this case, that means that Rav Yosef, right? If we needed to set it up, Rav Yosef obviously was aware that Nidorim has its limitations, right? You can't ask her Peres Chaveri al Chaveri. Right? Rav Yosef probably held that what we're doing over here is not comparable to Peres Chaveri al Chaveri, because Peres Chaveri al Chaveri, you know, he really has no shaykhs at all to them. However, in this case over here, of Olay Bala Olam, that what we are making the Isser for a point that it's going to become hers. And that's what Rabbi Yosef held, that the Chidushim that we do find by Nidorim, he held that we could learn from there that it should help in this case. And that's the issue in between Abaya and Rabbi Yosef, that our case, which has its sad maila, an advantage over Peres Chaver al Chaveri, could that still be learned? Could we take the Yisoidis that we have by Nidorim and extend them to here, or not?
Let's repeat that one more time.
So what we were just setting up, but I didn't really say so much of an explanation. I just was pointing out that even though Abaya, you know, asks seemingly a strong question, and, you know, he's saying that over here you're asking, you know, something which is not yours on someone else, right, and that in the Dorim doesn't work. So what did Rabbi Yosef think? The answer to that is that Rabbi Yosef held that we're really better. Our case over here in our Mishnah, when she's answering her ma'aseh daim at a later date on her husband, is that's really better than asking in the dorim peres chaver al chaver, because peres chaver al chaver, the one who's making the nether, he has no relationship at all to it at any point in time. Mm-hmm. Whereas in our Mishnah, Saif Kol Saif, she's aiming at a point of time that it's going to become hers.
So the Rebbe is adding at any point in time. That's what for Rav Yosef. That's the difference between that's what Rav Yosef would answer.
Rav Yosef is saying that the time of the chalois is a time which is hers, right? Okay. So that's why he holds that what we do find by Nidorim is enough of a source, right, to reference to such a case. And it's much better than the case of Nidorim that we know doesn't work.
And even though Gerushin is certainly not a Vadai, hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, certainly not something that's going to for sure happen in the future, what would Rav Yosef say in saying, you know, I'm going to asser, if I buy these payers from you, I asser them on, you know, Plony when I'll buy them. Would he even be motivated that that's not going to work? Or would he say that's similar to a gerushin? Just like we don't know a gerushin is going to work, but I'm aiming for that time when the gerushin is. So here also, even though it's not vada, you're going to sell me your peiros, but I'm aiming for a time when the peiros...
Yeah, b'chol, mm-hmm. Right, as long as it's a point of time that it will be his, that's what it would seem like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Akopan, but the Gemara seems to be makabel Abaye's tain over here, that we don't have a source. We don't have a source to such a thing.
I've often felt like Rabbi Yosef in our Chabur.
Hmm?
Sometimes I get outvoted.
Let's see the Ran over here, okay? Let's see. Zok the Ran. We're going to start from Shani Kainomis. So right, this is Rabbi Yosef's answer. Shani Kainomis Hoyle Vodnum Oise Peiris Chaveri Olo. Now the Ran makes it a little stronger. The response over here is not just an answer, but Zok the Ran. My koparches mehekdish to kainomis. As if, like, what was the question? Shani kainomis. Right? He's questioning the question. The two things don't are not comparable in the first place. Afagav the ain't other makdish double shaloi boloilam. True, even though that's true, a person can't makdish boloilam. However, adam oise double shaloi boloilam. A person, as far as isurim, you want to make an isurim, that definitely you could. Where do I know this from? Dashkon milsa the isa bekenomis for less behektish, right? I mean, definitely you find that nedarim it extends further than what a hakdosh or kedush. Hare afal pi she'ein the makish peres chaveri. Definitely you can't be meichel a hakdosh on something that belongs to someone else. Nevertheless, adam oisa peres chaveri olov. A person, as far as nedarim is concerned, I could be meichel al chalas isa neder on someone else's peiros. The kivun shekein, and being that's so it follows adam oyser nami davar shloi bala oylam. So then, by the same token, shloi bala oylam is not a problem as far as nedarim is concerned. To ha peiros chaveroi lididei kidavar shloi bala oylam dami. Zokteran, because I mean that's the problem. The problem of shloi bala oylam. Is your bialis, you're lacking your bialis. So peres chaveri, you know, you're definitely lacking the bialis, and nevertheless you could do it. The peres chaveri today, kedosh leboloilam. The peres of someone else is a leboloilam as far as, you know, the bialis is concerned. He doesn't have the bialis, even though, you know, the actual peres maybe are here, but it's the bialis is not here. The less behu midi, right? Because he doesn't have any ownership in them. So says the Ran, Rabbi Yosef really is questioning the initial comparison. Amnei Abaye is up to Ran, Bishlomo Adam Oise Peres Chavere, Olof, Shay Adam Oise Peres, Peres Havachavere. The Ran is up to Ran like this. The Abaye is answering like this. In Vadai Kushto Ka'amri, true, you're right, 100%, that there is a chiddush that you find by Nidorim, which works in places where Hakdosha don't work. Vadai Kushto Ka'amri, the Peres Chavere, Kedoba Shloi Belo Ilum Dami, true. That's true, and you do find such a thing. Mihu, mimokam shabos. However, you know, we're limited to the source that you're coming from, the place where that you're deriving it from. The ad loy mishkachas bekoinomais. We don't find adam oiser elahecha that have a chad minayu b'shusei. There has to be a connection between the one who's making the nether and what he's making the nether. And what he's making the nether on. Oy ha peiris, oy ha adam haneser. When you're making a nether, so either who the he shaykh to the person that he's asking it on, namely himself, right? Or that and then he could even do if the peiris don't belong to him, or else if he's making the nether on someone else. It'll be Akapon is his peris. So by neder, it's chad minay b'shusa oya peris. The one nesar b'hen mishumahi adam oisa peris chaver olov. That's where we find such a thing, because it's olov, because the iser is on himself. The nehi she peris enin b'shusa. True, you see a chiddush over there that he's mechel a chalos on something which he doesn't own. However, gufei mia b'shusehu. But where what the iser is chal, who the iser is answering, is something which he's bailam on. It's himself. Just like a person could answer his own peiris a chaver, afa b'shachaver en b'shusehu. You know, his friend who the Isra is being chal, when clapping his friend, it's not Peshusa, he's not Bailman Chaveroi, Kivin Shah Peres Peshusa, but since the Peres are his, he could do that. Almo, the Bechad Minai Husagi. That's sufficient. Umeho, so Zokta Bai like this. So there's a limit to what you see by Nidorim. Like he's saying, you have to have Akoponim. A shaykh is in some kind, and has to be a connection to the one who's answering. That in such a case you could do that. The dava shloi bala oilam kiperis chaveri dami. So that yutaka could, as if a person wants to, let's say, make ask on himself, right? Dava shloi bala oilam. So that yutaka could learn. However. However, but our Mishnah is a step further. There's no connection at all between, you know, the person who's making the Isser and the Isser. Because in our Mishnah, we're asking Dover that's Loibol Oilam, he's not Bailim on it, she's not Bailim on it now, and then we're asking it on someone else. Eliezer, Dovah, Shloi, Bola, Oilam, Al Chaveroi, Dumi, Demasnis, and Shuseris, Maes Yedea, she's asking Maes Yedea, Shloi, Bola, Oilam, Al Bailam. Now, the man over here, right, you see, the Ma'isi Dam is a Choloi Bala Oilam. Who she's answering? Al Bailo. Holoi Motzes Lemifshli Suro. That you have no source in Idorim to such a thing. And Abaye says a step further. Adarabu Mimokoim Shabos Ikalem Melef Heteru. And on the contrary. Right, if we needed to take it out, we would say on the contrary that attack is nachal. Share ein adam oiser peris chaveil chaveiroi. That halacha. So not only don't you have a source, but we know by nidorim ein adam oiser peris chaveil chaveiroi. So So that will be comparable to here, and that's where we should be learning from, and therefore Abaye is walking away that, on the contrary, this is definitely not chal. Right? Okay, so Abaye is learning from there, and that's what we said, that the machlekes would be whether this case in our Mishnah is taka, would be comparable to Peres Chavei L'Chaveiroi. That's what Abaye held, and therefore Abaye held that, on the contrary, that learning from what we know about Nidorim, then the halacha would definitely be that it's nachal. Like we said before, that there's a mayus over here, and therefore it's not dumi to that, and therefore he held that it could be chal, and you could source akoponim, take out from what we do know by Nidorim. Taka is still a bit of extension. Maybe he's taking it a little further back upon him, but he holds that it's definitely not. We don't have a source to answer it from Peis Chaver al Chaver. Now, as we said, the Gemara was Mekabel Abaye, and therefore we're still in the question stage over here. We have no answer. Meaning to say that what the Gemara said, that the Milo of Nidorim does not help us for this case. Now, what Rav Huna is coming to accomplish over here is that he's trying to make it that it's not a loy ba'ol ha'olam, right? Now, as we discussed before, that when you're talking about ma'as hadam, there are really two reasons why something is a loy ba'ol ha'olam. Ma'as hadam, you know, which was not yet produced, that in itself is a loy ba'ol ha'olam. Even if you were to be bailim, you know, on the schus of the ma'as yadayim, and then you have the second loy ba'ol ha'olam, which is that the bailus, you know, even if you want to talk about ma'as yadayim, that's already here, but there's no bailus on that because they're mishubah to the baal, they belong to the baal. Now, Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua is giving us an eitzah in order how to make that the ma'as yadayim is ba'olam by asking the yadayim themselves. Now, as the Gemara will continue on, that this doesn't really take care of the whole problem of ma'as yadayim, of the second aspect of ma'as yadayim. But I want to let you see what the Gemara is focusing. The Gemara is accomplishing that the fact that the ma'as yadayim itself has not yet been produced, that's not a problem, because we could direct the issur to the source of the ma'as yadayim, which is the yadayim themselves, which are ba'olam. That's what the Gemara is saying. So what he's trying to accomplish is that really our Mishnah is not an issue of a loy ba'ol ha'olam. Now, I mean, aside from the fact that Gemara said, you know, tells us that really it is, but according to his cheshbonis, then you have to know what's the machlokes in the mission here, right? Why would they be arguing on Yechem ben Uri? Right? Till now, Yechem ben Uri, you know, is saying, that's the chiddush. That's what the machlekes is. Now, if we make Rabbi Yechem Uri that it's not loy ba'ol ha'olam, so what would machlekes be? So let's see.
Don't we still have the machlekes who it belongs to?
So what's the Gemara thinking? Right? I mean, that's really what we want to know. I mean, so that in itself makes it loy ba'ol ha'olam, right? So you know, see, you're heading on the right direction, right? But what we need to know over here is that, like we're saying, the second reason, like the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, that it's still loy ba'ol ha'olam. Let's just see the words of the Gemara, and then right, you're really right. But we need to work this out over here. So he says yadayim ha'isnu ba'olam, right? So that's addressing an aspect of loy ba'ol ha'olam. Fret the Gemara v'chi amra hochi kidsha v'hamushabin yode lebaal. But they're mishuvah to the Baal, On that, the Gemara says, well, the Omer Lechi Megarsha, right? Which, yeah, that on that, the Gemara says, well, Hashtamia Loi Megarsha. Right, which what the Gemara really is saying over here is that granted that if she Taka says that she's asking the Yadayim themselves, so that will take care of that the fact that they haven't yet been produced is not a problem of Leba Lo'ilam, because the Isser is being chal on the Yadayim. Concerning what whatever the Yadayim will produce, if the Isser is Chal in the Yadayim, so the Yadayim are here by Olam, we could do that. However, Fret the Gemara but even so, I mean, who's Bailam on the Yadayim concerning that? I mean, it's the husband. and the Isser on the Yadayim themselves also could only be chal after gerushin, and so as far as the bailus on the yodayim, that's a loy bala oilam, and that's not being addressed. Now let's see the round over here, right? And we
so meaning at this point, then Tzadakam is holding because the baal he has a shibud on our yodayim, it's lo bala oilam. And that's why you can't be makdish it. And even though the Yadayim are here, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, even though there's a shibud, I say adam makdish davar shelo bo la'olam. Now we're talking about legavi a shibud.
Okay, I mean, the machlekes is going to be in that because it gets a little difficult over here, because we're trying to come to shul, right?
It's really not
a lebo la'olam, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see if we could see something in the Ran which could help us at this point. Elo Omar Rav Huna Brit Av Yeshua. See what that is? It's around 6 lines from the bottom. Elo Mishum Elam Rav Huna Rav Yeshua B'meres Yikach Yodalei Sehen Masnisen Hi Demuk Bohochi. We are establishing our Mishnah with this, that the Haktosha was on the Yadayim themselves. Hilkoch, kiven the Yadayim isnuhu ba'olam, tzorch lohofer, the Yadayim are ba'olam, so hafor is necessary. It's not a loy ba'olam. Fretik mor v'chi amra hochi kachi, Bitmiya, is that sufficient? V'ham mishtabdin yodei lebailo, that her hands are presently mishubed lebailo concerning whatever they produce. Afilu man da omer adam makdish dovah shaloi bolo oilom. I mean, even if you hold adam makdish dovah shaloi bolo oilom. Okay, I'm sorry. So to man, afilu leman da omer makdish. Let's see this round. You hear how the round is saying? Mm-hmm. That the Gemara is asking a kasha, even if you hold the other makdish, dovah shloi bolo oilam, is what they ask. T'chi hagavno loy mahani. Dafilu ihu loy ka'omar ela bo'emer befevish sheyochol oisoy dovor ba'oisoy zman. At this point in the Gemara, right? He's just explaining this point in the Gemara. See, because in our Mishnah doesn't tell us exactly how the nether was expressed. The Gemara just tells us that Kontra Berichim Menuri he should be made for because it could be chal at a later date. So when at this point in the Gemara we think that she's making the hakdasha now, right? And you know she's been makdish her yodayim, and that's why we're getting around the problem of the loy bo la'olam concerning the ma'is yodayim. But fretting more akasha that still how is it chal? Even if you hold a person makdash davar shebe la'olam, but the hakdasha can't be chal now.
And therefore, it's not going to work for later either, if she means it for now.
That's what it seems like from the way, right? That's the moral. We'll have to speak that out. Yeah, that's a point. So zok the ran, if you hold on is makdash shebe la'olam. In those cases that it's expressed specifically later. In our Mishnah, without a specific kimta, we're making the hakdosha now. We could raise a question over here. Why are we asking this question now? We started the Mishnah, right, thinking that Rabbi Yechim and Uri hold other Matthews Dover Shleba Loilo, right? And there's really nothing wrong with Rabbi Yechim and Uri. There's a stira in Shmuel, right? Okay. Right? Right? So, you know, if the Gemara right now, you know, has a problem that even if you're all makdash davar shebe la'olam, but you have to send it to the later date, to the time that it could be chal, and thinking that our Mishnah is not speaking about such a case, so like that question should have been a question right away. What does that have to do with us? Why is this question first being raised now, like in conjunction with the stira in Shmuel?
When would you have felt better if they had just made this part of the Okimta in the first place? That she said, you know, you die mukdashim, you know, luksha ikarsh.
Yeah, I mean, even before the Gemara said, you know, we don't really need in the onset of the Gemara, right? Rabbi Yechimur himself, without Shmuel, without the steer and Shmuel, you know, you hold Adam as makdash leba shleba lo'olam. So fine, I don't even need to talk about the Yadayim themselves. Right? You know, fine. You know, everything is lebo lo'olam. But you want to ask me a question that being that there's a problem with the bailus on the yadayim, and that's not going to happen till later, and that's really what he's saying. He's saying that be made for a later date, right? That's when you're making it. So the more really could ask the question there that you know, but it's assuming that he didn't specifically say she didn't ask it for a later date. So then, you know, how's it chal?
Yeah, but I mean, aren't we coming at this point to change Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? Isn't that the whole point? Because of the stira and Shmuel, we're going to say Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri doesn't hold Adam Makdish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Itaki could have. He was a Tana. He could have argued. But then Gordon Paskin like him.
See, like this, I mean, what the Gemara at this point. You're right. We're making it. Let's see. Let's figure out what we're doing over here. I mean, the Gemara's kasha at this point is asking that it can't be chal now, regardless. It can't be chal now, regardless. Really, the Gemara is really heading into the second facet, the fact that there's no bailus on the Yadayim themselves, you know, concerning this, and therefore it can't be chal now.
Right, there's no bailus now, right?
Right. Now the Gemara's, see, really the Gemara's question is really based on the fact that, you know, it's still loy ba loylam. However, the Ran, there's two steps in the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara, you know, has a question, and the Gemara says, okay, lichi megarasha, right? That, okay, right, we know we'll make the neder bichal later when it'll become hers. that's the Gemara is the answer to this question, and that Gemara says, well, okay, I mean, but it's loy bo la'olam. So I mean, so in this intermediate point in the Gemara, let's say the Gemara thought that we got around the problem of loy bo la'olam. In fact, the Gemara. Now, I don't know what the Gemara, you know, held over here at this point. Why? I mean, we know that it can't be chal till after Gerushin because it's not hers. Mm-hmm. The Gemara, you know, is accepting that at this point that that's not an issue of loy bo la'olam. And frek the Gemara, well, okay, even if it wouldn't be a problem of loy bo la'olam, but it can't be chal over here because it wasn't directed properly. That's what, at this point, the Gemara is asking.
But I'm missing, how could it not be a Dabar Shalom Ba'alolam?
So that's a good question. Right? I don't know why the Gemara thought. Right? Let's see if there's a way to understand this. Think for a moment.
Be a difference between her hands and her Maisa Yadah? In other words, even though she's not Bala on her Maisa Yadah, but to say that her hands aren't hers, could there be such a distinction?
Possibly. Let me just think for a second. See, let's say, let me go, I want to see if we could just Cheshbon, that if were we to say that till this point the loy bo la'olam is the actual ma'asi yadayim, they're not here yet, so on that the Gemara accomplished that by saying that she's answering her yadayim, and the Gemara at this point doesn't think that the fact that her bialis is not here is a problem of a loy bo la'olam, and therefore the Gemara asks that, okay, fine, you took care of the loy bo la'olam, but soichol, it's not hers now, it can't be chal now, and the way she's expressing the nether, which is for now, it can't be chal, and then it shouldn't be chal at all. And that Gemara answers the Chima Garsho. And now the Gemara asks, well, that's Loy Bo La'olam. That's Loy Bo La'olam. So what changed? What changed in the Gemara? So, okay, so that's it's hard to learn like that.
You know, because at the end of the day, we're really not gaining anything to this, because you still have to come into Adam Makdish Dorosh and Lobo Ola.
Right. See, I'm thinking now that in Nochanami, the Gemara really could have asked that question right away. The final question. Because I don't see anything changing with the Gemara's Teretz that should bring on the next question.
The next question is
that you know that it's the loy bo la'olam because she's not bialim. So in as much as Shmuel holds, like from the Mishnah Ksubas, that in other makdish davar shloy bo la'olam, So you know, we can't get out of this. This Mishnah over here is definitely working with a lot of Olam.
I mean, is there a difference between the case of La'achar Sheidgar, I don't know about the other cases, and a case of L'she Igarish, that, you know, Miskayer is Biyado to do, and Gerishin is not Biyado to do? And so at this point in the Gemara, maybe they're saying there's no difference between the Yodo and not Biyodo, that if she would say L'achar Gerishin is fine, and even though it's not Biyodo, not Biyodo to do, the hands are here, and the shibud won't be here. She's aiming for a time when the shibud will be gone. And even though it's not biyoda to get rid of the shibud, but nevertheless, we're holding at this point that that would work. And then the Gemara is answering back that it's not biyoda. And there's a difference between biyoda and not biyoda. Is it possible that that's what's going on?
Same, but was that the final step on this Omud, when the Gemara says Hashta Mir Lo Megarsho, is this question brought on from the previous teretz of L'chi Megarsho? I mean, it sounds like from the Ran himself, the way that Banan Ran, that in the Chama, that there really are two questions at this point in the Gemara. when the Gemara asks the Kasha that v'chi amra hachi kidsha v'ha m'shabshin yod l'baal, they're really one of two questions that you could ask. We really could have asked that you really didn't gain the loy b'ol ha'olam. Now the Gemara decided to ask a question that maybe you know more inclusive. That on that thing, where it says that, you know, even if we'll grant you, let's say you get around the loy b'ol ha'olam, but it's still not going to work with this in these terms. Like he's saying there, right? Man, the Omer of other matters of shel ha'olam, you know, you have to be mafarish later. So the Gemara asked one of two questions that we could ask, and the Gemara answered that question, and then the Gemara says, okay, fine, you know, like Amran says, you know, fine, you know, were it to be that we held other makhlit of shalom, so then you're good. But the original question, really, which we came to answer, you know, in truth, has not been really answered. Right. That's how the Ran speaks it through. Yeah. Right? So, you know, we can't really explain at this point. You know, maybe we need to know what Rav Huna was thinking. he thought he had an answer. But as far as the Gemara's Kasha is concerned, in the Ran it's Mashma definitely that the Gemara would have asked that final question right away also.
I mean, we have moved the question from, even if you say there are two tzuras of Davar Shelo Bo La'olam, we moved it from one tzura to the other tzura at this point.
Right.
So, if we think that those tzuras are not exactly the same, which really maybe in the end of the day, that's really going to be what's, right, eventually they're going to say, Kona Mafkia Mide Shibud. So really, even though maybe both of these things are called Davar Shelo Bo La'olam, a non-existing and a shibud, but moving it from one to the other has accomplished us that we now have a different exit that we wouldn't have had on something that mamish didn't exist.
Okay, I mean, we are maybe advancing. But you know, as far as what we're dealing with, we're not there yet. Now, but I still think like this: is that Rav Huna apparently did feel that we did answer the question, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just pointing out that the Gemara that's not accepting Rav Huna and he's saying that concerning, you know, the bilus aspect of it, you know, you didn't address it. That the Gemara's question could have asked him right away, right? That's what we're saying. That nothing happened in the Gemara, you know, with the Lechim Megarsha to ask that question, right? So that's what we're saying as far as that's concerned. But nevertheless, there would seem to be a machlokes over here that whether we by saying yukadshu yodayim, whether you got around the problem. The fact that the Gershon is not here yet, whether that is a loybola olam problem, Rav Huna does not seem to be concerned about that.
So then maybe then this question Gemara asks really according to Rav Huna isn't even a question.
Yeah, and
if he holds the sheep, right, it doesn't create a problem at all. It's not called
the Gemara is arguing on that, right? When the Gemara asks that question, right? Mm-hmm. I think in Nachnami he somehow understood that he doesn't have to deal with that.
So he means Rav Huna.
Right, Rav Huna
feels,
right,
that he doesn't have to deal with what's that?
With the fact that she doesn't have bilus on her Maisi Yadayim.
Rav Huna might be holding there's only one surah of Lo Bala Olam. It's that it doesn't exist. As long as it exists, so the fact that there's a shibut doesn't make a difference. It's not called Lo Bala Olam, and she can be Makdish.
Uh-huh.
And so when it comes and says, oh, but, you know, oh, she didn't do it now, and then, oh, it has Kavana for later, he doesn't even need that. He can say, no, even if she would do it now, because I don't care about the shibut. No.
Well, no, and I think that he does, like the Ran says, because even if you hold other makdash, you still need to express it, right? So he's probably not better than that.
Oh, for a time for this later,
right. So Nacham, so that chakmatai, you know, he'll have right. No, right. That'll help him.
Oh, okay, fine.
But that'll take care of things, right? Now the next step of the Gemara is saying that, you know, we didn't address one aspect at all. Like you were saying, right? That so he apparently holds that we don't have to address that facet of Lebalo, because
could you say like that? That in other words, his netter has nothing to do with fruit. His netter has to do with he can't get hana from her hands, and that's something ba'olam. The fact that her hands are later going to produce something, so that's going to mamela make the fruit asr.
So that's true. That's explaining the advantage of the ma'is yadayim of being mekadesh the yadayim.
Right,
and that I think we're all in agreement.
Oh, right.
According to everyone, you accomplish
that. Right,
but still
right.
The fact
the
that it's still, you know, the diamond, you know, it's still not yours at this point.
Right.
Can't even be meichel, you know, on the yadayim. Like, concerning. Okay. Maybe we could. Okay, we'll see. In the Hemshech Hagmara, you know, has for us. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see.
Meaning, so he holds the shibud is an issue, but it's not called Dover Shelo Bala Olam. Or
what's
Rav Huna holding? He's saying
Gasha?
if she would aim for later, according to Rav Huna, that's going to work.
Right.
But not because he holds Adam Makdish Dover Shelo Bala Olam. He doesn't want to hold that way. He's holding that's not called Adam. That's the way the Ran speaks it out, right? Ran speaks it out that even if you hold Adam Makdish Dover Shelo Bala Olam, you have to aim for later. So if Rav Huna is holding that this is still called the Dover Makdish Dover Shelo Bala Olam, and he's just saying, okay, I'm aiming for later, or she was aiming for later, it doesn't help. We still have a problem in Shmuel. Rav Huna has to hold that this isn't called Davar Shelo Bo La'olam in order to help Shmuel.
Right. I think that's what we need to say. And therefore, the fact that she's not Baalim on her Yodayim is not making it Lo Bo La'olam. Right? I think that's how you were hedging before. Right? That, as far as that's concerned, that doesn't make it Lo Bo La'olam. So therefore, we're not, as far as we're concerned, so now that she's being mekayesh the yadayim, so now it, it's as far as we're concerned.
It's just a little problem in the way the Ron speaks it out because he doesn't really address this akuda.
He doesn't tell us what Rav Huna holds, no. Right? That's what we're trying to fill this in over here, right? Right? The Ron never really tells us what Rav Huna holds.
Because of so there are like in this question, this little question here that we say lechi tigarish, there's really two things going on. There's in the Ron's explaining how the Gemara who don't hold like Rav Huna are understanding this question. That is just kind of a side point that isn't in the end of the day isn't going to be so critical because we still have this problem of. Meaning he's saying this question is even according if you hold Adam Makdish Dover Shalobal Olam, you're still gonna have this question. We're just fixing up this little technical issue according to this person who says Adam Makdish Dover Shalobal Olam. But we still have the problem of Adam Makdish Dover Shalobal Olam according to the people not like Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, who holds we got rid of the problem of Adam Makdish Dover Shalobal Olam, Ron just isn't even really that. There's really that's a parallel thing going on in that question, which the Ron doesn't even address.
Yeah, because you're touching on a little bit of a fine point over here that. The way we're saying now, according to Rav Huna, let me just think for a moment, that the Gemara holds that aspect of the fact that the Yadayim at this point don't belong to her, that should make it a Lo Bo La'olam. Now, if you hold Adam Makdish Lo Bo La'olam, so fine, so it'll work, but you'll have to express it L'chi Megarasha. Now, we're talking that Rav Huna holds really ain other makdish damashim. He's working with that shita. He's saying that this is not in the category of Oloi Bola Oilam, doesn't have the problem of Oloi Bola Oilam. Now, let me just think what that means. Is he saying that is ba'olam? Is he saying that is ba'olam? Right, I think that's how you were understanding, right? That Rav Huna holds that it is ba'olam. It is ba'olam. If that's the understanding, then would the Gemara have the question, like the Ron's saying, even if your whole level works, but you got to do it later. I mean, he's saying that it is boiling, right? So then I don't got to do it later, right?
Right.
Right. So that's what you're being ma'irus. So I'm thinking that maybe we have to just adjust a little bit, in Rav Huna. Is he saying that it is boiling, or he's saying that true that that's loybola oilam? But that's the man, the Omar of other Makdish Dover Shalom is not bothered by such a Lo Bo La'olam. So therefore, if we say like that, so then the question just is whether that Lo Bo La'olam is included in the Machlokes or not. Right? And then the words of the Ran will be a little bit better if you that. Then the Ran is saying that, well, you see, so granted, you hold that according to everyone, that Lo Bo La'olam works. but you know, but still, I mean, it's not going to be better than the other man, the Omar, right? And therefore, yeah, that's where you have to express it the proper way, right? That's where that question will be. But I hear, you know, if you say it like originally we said that it is ba'olam, and that's why Rav Huna holds that there's no problem over here. Then I hear what you're saying. The Gemara's question, like the way Ran speaks it out, you know, Taka, maybe that it wouldn't be a question, really. Okay, so that's what we're just making a little adjustment. So we can't go so far to say that Rav Huna held that at this point it is ba'olam, right? The issue, right? You know it's a nether on something which is ba'olam. If that's what it would be, then so fine, let it be chal now, right? Let it be chal now. You know, if that's right. how we're viewing it,
right?
Right. So it must be that he still agrees that it's loy ba'ol ha'olam, but that's not the loy ba'ol ha'olam. That is the machloikis. Maybe you could say it like that.
Meaning, so he might hold that for something that mamish doesn't exist, that you can't even say when it'll exist, I want to be maktish it. But if the issue is just an issue of a shibud, that you don't have it, and you say, when it'll be mine, I want to be maktish it, that's the nakuda he's saying. In that surah, it's going to work for later, even though it's still in the category of...
Right. No, basically what we're saying is that the machlekes of loy ba'ol ha'olam is only when the actual thing is not here. But if it's a question of the bialis, then there's no machlekes on that loy ba'olam. Everyone holds that works.
Right.
Science effect around, okay, granted, but you know, but still, you know, everyone agrees that you have to be mefarish it. Right? That's what the question will be.
And we had a situation, Iran, earlier, a few days ago, where he said, you know, The Gemara is using the same words to discuss two different issues, and sometimes, in the run, sometimes this happens where it's really two different things, and the Gemara used the same words to describe those two different cases. Would you say that it's a little bit shtickle of what's going on here at this point, that Davar Shelo Ba'ol Ha'olam is really a little kind of two different things that just got the same words?
Okay, yeah, could be.
I mean, according to Rav Huna, just in that.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, definitely such a thing we've seen before that, you know, there's different cases of a similar concept, and there's machlokes, you know, whether this case, you know, is subject to the problem or not, right? Many times, you know, we have a machlokes on a topic, and the Gemara says, well, you know, this case, there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees about it. The whole machlokes is that case, you know. Right, so that could be, that's a possibility, and I hope on that's what we're thinking right now. Okay, this is all taking us to the current daf that we're up to right now. Okay,
a prelude.
Okay, yeah. Akoponos, the more's kasha with the more at this point, the more holds that we didn't really accomplish. What we need to accomplish, because even though we granted we taka took care with the yadayim and the fact that the ma'isdam themselves haven't yet been produced, and as far as that's concerned, will be meichel the isra on the yadayim themselves. But asks the Gemara, the bailus on the yadayim is not here. That only comes after gerushin, and therefore we're still dealing with a loy bo loylum. So, in as much as Shmuel's passing like this, then our stira is still b'mkayma oimit. Let's see. Omar Rav Ilu. Okay, we're up to Pei Vav Amar Aleph. Omar Rav Ilu. Ma ilu im lechaver is soda zu shani moicheloch li kishek hachenem imcho taktish. Miloi kodsho. Okay, so Rabbi Illah is trying to tell us that we don't have the problem of a loy ba'ol ha'olam. We'll see from what point he's coming, but it's starting with such a halacha like this. Right? A person currently owns a sada, right? He owns a sada right now, and he's planning on selling it to his friend. And he says as follows, sada zushani moichaluch, this sada over here, which I am about to sell it to you, right now, as I'm talking, I own it. Right? But this field that I plan on selling to you, I'm planning on selling it to you, and I'm planning on buying it back from you. And I would like to make a hakdosha right now, while I still own it, for a later date. I'm making a hakdosha that when I buy it back to you, and when it becomes mine for the second time, that's when I want this hakdosha to be chal. On that, Zokter Bilo, Mile Kocha, that's Dova Posha to him, that it is chal. So, he is therefore implying that, well, you see it works. It's not a problem of a loy bolo oilam.
Even though it's not guaranteed he's going to sell it back to him, just like it's not guaranteed she'll get divorced.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's true. Now he's comparing our case to this case. Now let's see the Gemara with more ass, and then we'll see what we need to master Rabbi Yemiya. Midami, sada zu shani moichaloch hashta biyadehi. On that, Rabbi Yemiya says that you can't possibly compare us to that case, because that case of sada, right now he owns it. When he's making the hakdosha, it's prior to the sale, so he's the full bialim. Hashta miya biyadehi. Isha biyado lahakdish ma'is yadeho. But in our case over here, right now, could she accomplish a chalos on her ma'is yadayim? It's not hers right now. The whole milo of that case, the case that Rabbil is coming from, is the fact that presently I'm a full bialim and I could do whatever I want now. So if I could do it now, so then I could even talk to a later time, which is that bialis is not here yet. But in our Gemara, you don't have the basic condition that you need. That currently, right now, you have the ability to do something. You can mechel it now. So that shows that you have a bialis. So the bialis that you have now allows you to be mechel it for a time, for a later date, even though that bialis is not here. Right now, a pashta chiluk. Like what did the Gemara even think? So the Ran says that the Gemara's sakadatich really is based really on what the Sfor that the Gemara says in the next step, which is the following, that there is a difference between the sale of a sada and the relationship that Aisha has to her ma'is yadayim. That the ma'is yadayim, in as much as they're meshuvah to the Baal, but the guf ha'yadayim always belong to the Aisha. Right? So she always has a connection to the yadayim at any given point, even while they're meshuvah to the Baal. A sada, that, you know, once you sell it, then, you know, you're totally cut off as a poska. So that means that so the Ran says that Revil over here he was sort of, you know, making a comparison to the two. He was weighing in these two milas. Ishim Tzedecher has the mila. The Gemara says that there's a loy posko. There's a loy posko, and Soda is when this sale is made, you know, and you know, so that point of time that you're talking about, it there's a point that it totally leaves the person's rishus. Now, Revila held that the Leiposka of Anisha would give her a better Mila, a stronger ability in the Ma'as Yadayim than the Soda that currently belongs to you right now, if it's going through a Poska, if you're totally losing your connection from it. And that's why he held that I could derive one from the next. That if I see that a Soda, that you could be makdish it now for a later point of time, even though it was poska, it totally left his vishos. Granted, that's because you're bailim now, but your bailus now, that it helps you through a point of time, which is poska, is not any better than the fact that an Isha currently granted that right now she doesn't have a bialis on the Ma'is Yadayim, but the Yadayim, the Guf Yadayim are hers, and the fact that the Guf Yadayim are hers, that should give her an ability to accomplish on the Yadayim for a later date. And that's really what the Gemara itself is going to say in a moment. And that's how the Ran is Masber. That's really where Rav Illa initially was coming from. So let's see that in the Gemara, and then we'll see the Ran from the beginning. Okay, so we're up to really the second step now. The Gemara asks the question that the Maila of Sada is that currently you're a full Bialim, and if you want to be Makdish right now, it will be Kaddish. So that's the basis of your ability to make a Hakdasha for a later time. Mashen came by Isha right now. It's the Ma'is Yadayim of her Yadayim don't belong to her. She couldn't possibly be Makdish the Ma'is Yadayim now. Holy Domi, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that so you can't compare. If you want to make a comparison, Holy Domi El Imer L'Chaveri Sadezu Shemachati Loch L'Kishen Mimcha Taktish Mikolcho. That Gemara says that being that right now that she doesn't own the Ma'is Yadayim, she matches it wouldn't work. So that will be comparable to a case where a person already sold the field at this point, right, doesn't belong to him, and he wants to be Makdish for when he buys it back, but that definitely doesn't help. On that, the Gemara says, Maska Rav Papa Midomi. Rav Papa says, well, one second, you know, you're making me worse than we are here, right? You're comparing it to a case of a Sada which has already been sold. In that case over there, that once you sold it, there's no connection that you have any more to it at all. So that's why that case over there, it's a full loy bo loy, and it can't work. Gabe isha mi psiko milso, by isha, is it poska? Is she totally cut off from her Yadayim? She's not. The Ikki Yadayim always a shaykh to the Isha. It just the Ma'is Yadayim that they'll produce is what's Meshubah to the Baal. And therefore he says, Holy Dam Domi Elo Lo'im Lachaveri Sodazu Shemoshkanti Loch Lichishev Den Mimcha Taktish. He says, therefore, if we want to compare it to a relationship in a Soda, then the proper relationship would be to a Soda that essentially always belongs to the original owner, which would be Soda Shush a Mashkin, right? Not a sale, but a Mashkin. Soda Shush a Mashkanti Loch Lichisha Efdena Mimcha Taktish Miloi Kodsho. That at this point, we're talking about a person, let's say, borrowed money, right? And he gave someone a field as a mashkin, that in the event that he doesn't pay, so he can make a collection from the field itself. In this situation, you know, as soon as he brings the payment, you know, that's the pidyon that he's redeemed. He can redeem his field and get his field back. Now, being that the field over here was just a mashkin, so the ikar hakarka is shaykh to the original owner. So says the Gemara that avada, if he's makdish it during this time, it works. So Zok Gemara that really is the proper comparison to Isha, that the Guf HaYadayim is shaykh to her. It happens to be that it's Meshubit. So the same way a person could be makdish or karka, since the Iker Soda by a mashkin belongs to him, so that's the basis over here why she could be a makdish. Now, I mean, this whole Gemara over here is really coming to tell us that we don't have the problem of a loy bol oil, right? That's what Gemara is trying to have over here. That I have enough of a bialis in it now that I could be meichel or chalois in it, and therefore this is not a problem of a loy bol oilam.
Now, we still really in Rav Huna's answer, right?
We're still in Rav Huna's answer.
That he's Mekadosh the Yadayim.
Right. Have we advanced from there, or we're just explaining his answer?
Um, I think you're right. I think you're right. We're addressing just the problem that we were left with. That means that original issue that the Maisidan themselves have not yet been produced, that we're not addressing, and that I believe we're still working with that. She's answering the Yadayim themselves. Right? So that you're right. That we're still working with. Rav Huna thought that, you know, he held that that's all we need to take care of. Frati Gemara, there's a second issue, and that's the whole Hemshich of the Gemara over here, that as far as the Bailus, which seemingly is only going to come after the Gerishin, Zok the Gemara, and the root of what the Gemara is working with is the fact that the Etzem Yodayim themselves are always shayach to the Isha, and because of that, the Gemara is saying that she has enough of a Bailus to make a Chalois on the later time, and therefore it's not subject to the problem of loybol oidim, because there is a bialus currently here, essentially on the Yadayim. That is what the Gemara wants to have, and that's the whole shock of a tire in the Gemara, right? Whether we have that advantage or not, is it compared to cases that one could make a hakdoshu? So right now the Gemara is working with this, that since the guf there's a loy poska by isha, she always is shaykh to her yadayim themselves at any given point, in as much as even while it's been shubit to the baal, and therefore the Gemara holds that it should be chal just like that of a sodem, which is a mashkin. A mashkin is a shiba. The guf hasodem still belongs to the original owner. Now the Gemara happens to be talking about a case of a mashkin that one is makdishit lichisha evdena mimcha. That means that right now, before the pidyon, the fact that it's mishubit someone else, taka doesn't allow hakdosh to be chal. So to be chal, the foil will be after the pidyon. But the fact that the guf hakaka belongs to the person, that's enough of a bailus that it's not an issue of a loy bala oilum. And therefore it could be chal for a later date. Granted, right? You know, so this will be like similar to what we were talking before in Rav Huna. He had maybe had a different cheshbon. Why? But the idea over here is that in a chanami, it could only be chal later, right? But this doesn't have the problem of a loy bala oilum. This is a loy bala oilum terminology. But the chalois can't be chal at this point, but the bailus that I have on him is enough to be meichel a chalos for a later date. So I'm missing the bailus for the chalois to be chal now. But the bailus that I have is enough to accomplish a chalos in it. Right, for a later date, when I have my full bailus for it actually to be chal. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. And therefore, it's not subject to the problem of a loy bol oilam. You know, like we're saying, you'll still have to work with the gedorim, right, of a chalos, which is being chal later, which will need to have to express that you want it to be chal later. Now the Gemara.
In all these cases, it's interesting. I mean, this is all. I mean, I know I'm being a little bit looking forward in the Gemara, but there were all of this hektish is talking about hektish. It's not talking about konimus, and it's also not talking about kedushas aguf. This is just all these dinim are dinim in hektish.
Yeah. I mean, for that matter, we could talk about Kenyan, right? Also, right? Because I mean, it's not specifically hektish over here, right? With the Gemara's working right now, because we're working that this is not a problem of a loy baloy. Therefore, you could accomplish any Kenyan. I would say that at this point, you could make a sale for that matter. What do you hold?
No, I guess I was trying to say the other way. That all this that the hektish isn't going to be
This is that the hekdesh isn't chal until you do the until you pay off the mashkanta.
Right.
Is only because it's a regular hekdesh. But if there were, I mean, you can't have kedushas aguf here. But if this is konamos on the sade. In Lechora, these dina might be different. You see, there's a difference
between Mafki Yeshiva.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm right, looking a little bit forward, but I mean, we said before that Hektish and Konamos were different. We said that before. I mean, the Gemara already said before there's a difference between Hektish and Konamos, and now we're comparing back. We're trying to be Madama to cases of Hektish, but in a certain sense, you know, they're kind of falling into the original trap that we started off by saying that there's a big difference between Hektish and Konamos. And I guess they didn't know how to be Madama her situation, so they're looking, they didn't have Konamos Bryces, I guess, or situations to be Madama her situation, so they're going back to Hektish, even though in the end of the day we're going to say that really Hektish isn't the right comparison. And that's going to be our answer in the end of the day, right? So maybe the lechora, meaning if you would aser, so you've got a mashkanta on a sade, and you aser the payrus of that sade now on, I don't know, let's say the guy that you have the mashkanta on, who has your thing, that would be chal, lechora. The hektish is not going to be chal until the time when you have the full bailus. But if you would say, the payrus of this field are konam on you.
Oh.
To the guy who has the mashkanta, that lechora would work right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the mashkanta more of Afkor Shibud.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just trying to.
Okay. Right. That should happen. That should happen. Okay. So now the Gemara is just still working out over here the problem. There's one more chiluk the Gemara makes. Let's see. Zot the Gemara. Maske flor of Shisha Bei David Midomi. The Gemara at this last step was comparing Isha to that of a mashkin, which you have the ability to be pointed at any point of time, and that therefore the Hakdosha could be chal. Maske of Shisha Bei David Midomi. So the Biyadul of Toisei Ish Biyadul is garish. He says that, well, there's a chiluk. There's noch alts a chiluk. Meaning to say that even though you're right, that the guf ha'isha, the guf ha'yadayim ha'shayach to the isha, that's similar to the malyusa of a mashkanta, but that alone is not enough to explain why by mashkin you have the ability to be meichel l'chalis. Because over there, he has the ability to bring into actuality his full bailus, which he needs for the chalois to be chal, right? It's not going to be chal till that point. He could bring, it's in his ability to make that happen. It's b'yad l'ftoise, isha b'yad l'zgarish. It's not b'yad l'zgarish on isha. And therefore, holy damyo, elohim l'chaber, sadu shemoshkanti loch, le'eser shonim, le'cheshevdena mimcho, taktish. Milei kocho, that the Gemara compares this to a case of mashkanta, which he does not have the ability to, it's not in his power to force that person, you know, to allow him to redeem it, let's say within the 10 years over here. So in this case, itaka doesn't work off the Gemara. That means that the fact that it's a mashkin and essentially the bailus is by the original owner is not sufficient. We need that he has taka the control taka to bring about that point that the chalos could be chal, and therefore something more than that. But you know, by isha, since we're discussing the time of lachagerushin, it's not in her control to bring about the point of lachagerushin. So that's more this. Master of Shade midami hosom. Hasam Kayetz. So there's one was in Gansh.
Seems like there wasn't really a kasha. They just refined the answer a little bit, no?
Yeah, I just lost the chesed here. Holy dummy, Ella, Emil, Haver, Sadu, Shemanti, Loch, as in Afdin, Ho, Tactish, Mile, Kodsho.
It would be Kodsh.
Even, oh, so I'm talking, make a mistake. So, on that thing, what I'm saying is that in this case, even though it's Haka not be yodoy to be poided, it's Chal. Excuse me. Right. So the Gemara is saying, I'm sorry, I have to correct myself.
The Yod of question, right? Was really not a question.
Right.
That's what it
was. I don't need, excuse me, right? I don't attack a need the Biyodoy. I don't need the Biyodoy. The mere fact that it's a Mashkin and the Ikra Bailis is Shaykh to him is that's enough. That's enough that you have a Bailis. Right. On that, the Gemara asks the master of Ashi, Midami, Hasim Kayet Isha Miyisle Kitsuso. On that, the Gemara is saying that granted over there that you could be Meichel, even at a point that you can't bring about the pidyon, but Saif Kol Saif, that there is a built-in ending to the Shiva that he has on it. After 10 years, it's bottled. So the fact that inevitably is going to happen, it's oymid for that bias to happen. That's why the fact that right now the guf hakarka is shaykh to the bialim, you could be meichel achalos on it. But by isha, that there's miis the kitzuso, there's nothing that's telling me that the isha is not going to last. That isha, there's no kitzuso, there's no time frame on it. And being that that's so the fact that as far as the current matzav, which is that it's Meshubah to the Baal, we don't see any end to this, so that in itself is a greyesa in the Baalus. He says that the Maila of Soda is the fact that the Shibud that Shaykh to the other person is a limited Shibud. And therefore, we see the Shibud ending, and we see that, you know, the full Bailus coming into actuality. That's a Malyusa, even for now. Mashen Kim Baisho, you know, we don't see at all, you know, in the future, her Bailus on her Maisi Daim coming out. It could happen, but it's not beyond the B'chlal to make it happen. So as far as we're concerned, we can't work with that at all. That doesn't give us an advantage at this point. So where the Gemara is holding right now is Zot Gemara Nachals. We're not successfully getting out of the Loi Bo Lo'olam, even though the Gemara, you know, on this Omud Takab raised the point that she's Bailim on her Yodayim itself, and that might be comparable to situations of a Mashkin that one could be Meichel for a later date. But Akoponim, it still doesn't have the Mayusa Hayyais that it's less the Kitsusa. Okay, we're just going to have to, it's late over here, just quickly say the Gemara's plan. Elo Ravashi, Zot Gemara Shani Konovas, the Chikdush is Aguf Domi, Uchidirov Amar Rova, Hektish, Chomets, Vishichrim, Afkim, De Shibud. Let's see, so Gemara quickly, just bring out what we're saying over here, we'll have to discuss it at a later date. Zot Gemara, there's a Yusoy that there's a Hafkof and Shibud, Hektish, Chomets, Vishichrim, Let's talk about chometz. That's easier, right? Right? Chometz, right? The issue of chometz is something which is chal by itself, right? So the Gemara talks about if Yisrael is mishabet his chometz to a goy on a loan. And the Isser, and it's over of a Pesach, and the Isser Chometz is Chal on it. So the din is that it's Pokar Shibut. Yisrael shosachem tzei apoyt ki la'aklum. Vo'ovel ha'pesach yisrael chomis mafki yashibir ha'aklum. Vo'osu bano. There's certain things which have the ability to be mafkiya shibud. Now the Mora is using this concept, or by the question over here was that how is it possible for her to be makdish? So on that thing, Mora is saying like this: is that actually that koinoma is similar to that of hektish? Hektish has a din that is taka mafkiya shibud. Which means like this, right? Most will speak out with the way how the Rambam's masbir. The premise of the question in the first place: why did we think that it was a leibol olam? Because it's meshubah to the baal, and we thought the fact that it's meshubah to the baal that would prevent the nether from being chal. On that, the Gemara is saying that that's not true. That koinoma has the ability meikra the dina to be mafkir shibud. Shibud doesn't stand in the way of koinomis. And therefore, really, me'ikra didina, it's chal right away. The isanet that she's making. Frakti Gemara, so why is he say only in Mefer because of l'acha gerishin? Zokti Gemara, t'ni v'oid shema yigarshena. The Ran is masbah like this. That there really is a din drabonon over here, and that's probably where the rabbonon, where the initial Gemara was coming from, right? When the Gemara said, when the Gemara understood that she can't be makdishit like the Ran's mazur because it's meshubit. Be'etzem there's halacha of hafkoah shibud, net is mafkia shibud. That's the ikra d'dina. However, Chazal were almuol ishibud the baal. That Chazal strengthened the shibud baal. The Ran is masbit. The Gedah Hadvarmas that made him into like a lekeach, right? Which it's more than just the shibud. Lekeach is it's the other person's ownership. That's what it is, right? But since meikra didina, really it's a shibud, and a shibud taka is poka aydei neder. No, Chazal were olmuha. Chazal strengthened it. So the Ran explains as follows: that Chazal strengthened the shibud baal to prevent the neder to be mafkia it was only to be mafkia it for a present iser. Iser while the baal taka has the shibud. However, that it's chal even now. Concerning later, so that's why it's that's the final Moris Teretz. And the point of Moris Teretz is taka. It's not a problem of loy b'loydom, because be'etzem that it's taka could be chal now for later. It's not going to the iser taka can't be chal now, because that's what Chazal did. They were mal in the shibud, and therefore the iser that's chal can't be chal. However, there's like a split over here. That's what it is. It's not a loy b'loydom. Because it's not that it's first being chal later. What's happening now is that the chalais is really being chal now for later. Right? So we have to talk about this dakas exactly in the mechanics, how that works. But the point that Mura is saying over here is, and just as far as the ability is concerned, is me'ikur d'dina, really we're working with the halacha of mafkiyim neshibu. Right? And that koyach of a neder being mafkin shibud is really what's working over here. This that befoil it's not creating an isra right now is because Chazal strengthened the shibud, and the Ran speaks out that the strengthening that the Chazal made to prevent the isra from being chal is only prevents it from being chal befoil now, but beside that the isra is chal now concerning later, and that's how we're taking care of the problem of aloy b'aloy olam. Okay, I didn't really explain so much, but we gave you a little bit the outline of how this is working. Right? If you see that in the Ran over here, the Ran, that's what he speaks out in this void in the Gemara, Shema Yigar Shena, right? But you know, you need to explain in the mechanics how it works. But that's what the Ran tells us. The Gemara's answer is that it's not loy bol oilam. That's the Gemara's teretz. Right? It looks like a loy bol oilam, but essentially, right, in the mechanics, if you get there, like we say, under the hood, right, we'll see, right, that the wiring is not a loy bol oilam.
So the other Bryson in Ksubos, they were arguing about Dovash Lobo'ol,
right,
and
right.
Meir and Yochanan Sanda.
Right.
Here, they have a different machlokus. We thought that it was Dovash Lobo'ol. At the end of the day, they're still arguing over two things, about the Hadafa is one machlokus, and then I guess the other machlokus is either the Tana Kama holds that it will be Chal later, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but you can't be made for it now. Or he holds that the way that the Ranamban set it up is that they were al mula shibuda, that it's never going to be chal at all.
And so I think that's how I understood what it is. It's like similar like we said before. The question is that after Chazal, is it still did it become a lebayla olam or it didn't? Like, you know, what the Ran is saying in Rechem Nuri is that what Chazal did, it didn't become a lebayla olam. Right?
Oh.
According to the time, like you're saying, they were malim it up to the full extent, and it became a label oilam.
Oh.
Right?
Right here. Okay.